Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with is Easter. What is it really all about? A victory or defeat? In the first audio tape, part one, we dealt with a general introduction about Easter. What is it really all about? We discussed Easter, what it's all about, the importance it is to every person on this earth, but particularly how important it is to the believer. Let us now go into specific topics. The topics I'll be covering in this tape will be God creates, topic one, and topic two, God creates mankind. Let us start with topic one, God creates. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, reading, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." Here we see the beginning of creation by God the Creator. From verses 1 through to verse 25, it talks about God creating everything. When we go to the second topic, it says God creates mankind. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31, and it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our own likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all creeping things that creep on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." 29. "And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so." Verse 31, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were of the sixth day." What I would like you to see here is God made everything from verse 1 to verse 25 in Genesis chapter 1. And after he made everything, he made mankind. He made mankind in his image, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God gave everything to mankind and said, really, it belongs to you now. Look after it. God gave dominion to mankind. This is what Satan did not like, seeing a man having dominion over the earth. The power that man had, Satan wanted. Mankind is made in the image of God and to operate like God with faith and with words. God delegated his authority to mankind. Mankind is given lordship and dominion over all the earth, over the fishes of the sea, over the animal kingdom. God also gave mankind every seed and every herb. Mankind is also to have dominion, also like God, with words and faith. The system has never changed, even today. Mankind has dominion in three worlds, the spirit, soul, and body. Mankind has dominion in the spiritual and the natural worlds at the same time. What's important to see from these scriptures that man had total dominion or lordship over the earth, and this is what Satan did not want man to have. He wanted it. Let us go now to a third topic. It's called the fall of man. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and verses 15 to 17, verse 8 we read, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed." Verse 15, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." Verse 16, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Let us now go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. "And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and ate it, and gave also to her husband, and he did eat." Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 to 11 now. And the Lord called Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said to him, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree wherefore I commanded you not to eat of? Let us go now to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. I want to bring some of these points before you now. Through disobedience to what God said very clearly in Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 15 to 17, that they could eat of the garden of every tree except that one tree. They fell into disobedience. It says that the woman took the fruit, ate the fruit, and gave it to her man, Adam. And remember that Adam must have been standing right next to her at that period of time. God also warned Adam quite clearly that when you eat of the fruit, that day you shall surely die. He didn't physically die immediately, but he started to die. What God was actually saying is the day that you eat of that fruit, the day you disobey me, you will die spiritually and you will die physically. Spiritual death, separation from God, was immediate. Physical death took many years. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, when God said, Where are you, Adam? Adam said, I was afraid and I hid myself. This is when fear entered into the Garden of Eden. Before that period of time, there was no fear in the Garden of Eden. Fear doesn't belong to God. But quite clearly, God was showing, and the Word of God was showing us, that that was the time that fear first entered into God's creation. The Bible, or the Word of God, also tells us that when sin entered into the garden, death followed. We also see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, that Adam was not deceived, but the woman was. Satan deceived the woman into eating the fruit. The woman passed that fruit on to the man, and he ate of the fruit. Through their disobedience, sin entered into the Garden of Eden, followed by death. All of mankind went from spiritual life in Christ Jesus to spiritual death. This was the result of the sin fall, and that is transferred down through the human race and can only be reversed through a decision for and in Christ Jesus to be born again. Some of the points to be considered here are: mankind falls into sin through the disobedience. Mankind loses lordship and dominion over on the earth. Fear and death entered into the Garden of Eden. We see that in Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is replaced by the law of sin and death, which is called a curse. Mankind falls from life to death, both spiritually and physically. Adam becomes the first man to be born again from life to death, and Adam lives to 930 years of age. Now let me explain very simply of what happened. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. He gave it to mankind and said, look after it, have dominion. So God gave power to mankind. Satan saw this. He confronted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden with disobedience. He gave the fruit to the woman. The woman ate of it. She gave to Adam. Adam should have said, no, we don't eat that fruit. God says we're not to eat of it. But because of their disobedience, they fell into sin. Sin separated them spiritually from God and also created physically death coming into their bodies. Adam and Eve virtually transferred themselves from God the Father to Satan the stepfather. And all authority that man had in Adam and Eve was transferred from Adam and Eve to the new spiritual stepfather called Satan. God had a plan, of course, and that plan was to send Jesus Christ in the future. And Jesus Christ is called the last Adam. The first Adam made a mistake. The last Adam came on the earth to correct that mistake. And that's what Easter's all about. Jesus going to the cross was God's plan from the very beginning to correct the problem the first Adam made. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Thank you for being with me, and God bless. Bye.